Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Whether you upgrade your car because you need to or because you want to, eBay Motors has all the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, from new rims to seat cushions. All at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. In your garage, car parts are never in the right place. But eBay Motors has over 122 million car parts all in one place. And at the right prices. Find parts for everything from your classic coupe to your brand new truck at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
The Favorites Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I bet with FanDuel because they're safe and secure. They offer great odds and markets across the NBA, NHL, and more. And because it's fun to combine multiple bets into same game parlays. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you.
You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Louisiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. Massive, massive sports week. You'd think coming out of March Madness, we'd slow down a little bit.
But the betting never stops at the Action Network. We've got Major League Baseball opening days this week. You could argue that people are even more excited about the Masters. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Simon Hunter, professional bidder, my BFF, my companion, my compadre, joining me as always, my co-host. Dude, Masters is sneaky big in the betting world.
I'm not going to lie to you. As a Duke fan, I'm still dead inside a little. I can't say I'm not. It's over. Coach K, the worst way it could possibly end to UNC. But a really smart friend of mine, a fellow gambler, he sent me something that Buddha said. In this universe, the only way to create is with destruction. So that's what happens. We got destroyed, but something maybe beautiful will come from it. I can tell you, I haven't moved on. I'm not moved on yet, but thank God for the Masters. I can talk about Tiger all week with other bettors. It's just going to be a fun week. I think that's why you just said people are more excited for the Masters than baseball right now. It's just because we all kind of see it, right? We all see this might be the end for Tiger. So this is how we know springtime's here, right, bro?
It is great. And you're right. Jason Sobel, the preeminent golf betting journalist of his generation. He also happens to be an Action Network senior writer. He's got the Links and Locks podcast. He's got the Gimme, our live show that will preview the Masters this upcoming Wednesday night. The one thing I want to say, even though Duke lost, that was an epic college basketball game. Holy crap, that was just so much fun to watch. Do you have a take on the Duke players walking off the court without shaking hands? I'm not a Duke fan, but I was rooting for Duke to win it all because I'm sentimental. I like closure. I like the idea of them winning it for Coach K, even though so many people I know hate Coach K. Do you have a take?
It's like the old Jason Kelce saying in Philadelphia, nobody likes us. We don't care. That's what it is with Duke. You're a coward kind of piece of shit if you don't shake the other team's hand when you after a game like that. Like, that is a great game, was a clean game. Love just hit a clutch three at the most important time. That's why UNC won. So I hated that they didn't shake hands. But who knows what was said, right? That's why I never dread a rush to judgment. To me, though, that's the lowest form of just being a coward. Like, look them in the eye, shake their hand after you lose. Like, no one likes to lose. That's why you play the game, though. So I hated that they didn't shake their hand.
I noticed the players walking off the court and they hadn't shaken hands, but I also thought it was like North Carolina immediately went into celebration mode, right? And the players, the North Carolina players weren't lining up to shake hands. They were sort of all celebrating and hugging and they were in the corner. And I think the Duke players, I don't know, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because Coach K and the coaches stuck around. I think the Duke players were like, game's over, they're celebrating. I guess we're not doing it, you know, so we're going to leave. Maybe I'm being completely naive. I don't know.
I think you're just a nice guy. I think they were just embarrassed. Like, lost to him twice in a row. That was embarrassing. So
that's why you and I are yin and yang. We complement each other so well. You bring the cynicism. I bring the optimism. I bring the benefit of the doubt. You bring the everybody's evil. That's totally cool. Easton Sobel, I feel like he lives in the middle of this world right now. You're at Augusta right now. I'm jealous of you. You might have the greatest job in sports journalism.
I thank all the people that have helped pave the way to get me to this job. I can't believe you guys are talking about other sports during Masters week. That's sort of sacrilegious. I've been watching March Madness hoops the entire time. I will give up now and not watch Kansas UNC because it's a golf week. It's all golf all the time this week. And I hope you guys are on board with that.
I'm 100% on board with that. As the kids say, I'm here for that. I don't think we should really dally. I think we should get right into it. We're going to talk about Tiger. He has had a Kobe-esque ability to reclaim the narrative about who he is. And it shows you that time heals all wounds. And he has sort of become, again, this beloved figure in the golf world. But listen, you wrote a great column, your Masters preview on actionnetwork.com in the Action Network app. Download for free. It is always like a must read. You start off with a very interesting premise that there are stats that matter and stats that are essentially stupid. You run down the elimination factors, which everybody always does for the Masters. Take out people who haven't won, who've done this. Take out people who haven't won, who've done this. And you can narrow down the field because it's always so hard to do that. Talk to me about your elimination factors right now.
Yeah, so I think we look, Chad, at the last 10 years here at Augusta National. No player who's been ranked outside the top 30 has won this tournament. I think, okay, there's something to that. Does that mean the player who's ranked 31st in the world right now can't win this week and has no chance? Of course not. I think we have to open up some common sense when we do these eliminators. This is a popular little internet gimmick. I'm all for internet gimmicks as far as, especially as far as golf prognostication is concerned, and trying to figure out a cutesy way of, you know, who can win this tournament. And I like the fact that, you know, you can look at it that way, but you don't necessarily eliminate anyone. You just say, okay, there's a much better chance that we will have a world-class player winning this as opposed to a player who's ranked somewhere after the top 30 in the world. You can similarly look at form. Everyone going back to Adam Scott back in, I believe it was 13, has at least three top 25 finishes in that year prior to winning the Masters. And so it tells you, you don't necessarily have to be winning at a Scottie Scheffler-like clip who's won three of his last five starts, but you at least have to have played pretty well in the 3 months leading up to the Masters to come out and play well. And I think that's something that should stand. Does that mean if you've only got two top 25 finishes, you're out and you can't do it? Tony Finau fits that profile this year. Does that mean he can't win? No, but it means, look, we should probably give more credence to those who have played well so far in the first 3 months. So that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking at. Things that are more than just coincidences that have been trends here over the last decade plus that we've seen from the winners.
All right. So I should set the odds, set the table before I ask you right off the top who your pick is going to be. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to delay. John Rahm right now, leading the field at 11-1, Justin Thomas, 12-1, Cameron Smith, 14, Dustin Johnson, 16, Scottie Scheffler, 16, Jordan Spieth, 18, Rory, 18, Victor Hovland, also 18.
Before I give you my pick, I want to go through these odds just a little bit. You mentioned all those odds. Instead of, you know, having one dominant player, instead of, you know, we for so long would come to Augusta every year and Tiger Woods the prohibitive favorite, and anyone else who's out there, you can get a pretty good price on them because Tiger was such a favorite. He was so dominant at this golf course. Now we've essentially got, I think there are 12 players right now. I believe a dozen players, depending on the book you look at, shop around, of course, but I believe 12 players who are 20-1 or shorter this week, which makes it, first of all, really tough. There's a lot of parity out there, but secondly, gives you a lot of decent options, I think. So you can look around. My favorite of that bunch this week is Brooks Koepka. I was not a believer, Chad, after his first major championship, that he could just go out and play his best golf at a major. That was back in 2017, almost five full years ago. I just thought, okay, well, he had a good week. He won a major. And then he did it twice in 2018. And finally, after the third one, I said, you know what? This guy's got a lot of ego, a lot of hubris, a lot of confidence, maybe even cockiness. And maybe he can just show up at majors, kind of flip the switch and say, all right, I'm ready to go play some great golf right now. And he does it. And so, he is essentially the epitome of what Tiger Woods has said for years, which is, I want my game to peak four times per year. And I've spent the last 10, 15 years asking world-class players about, how do you get your game to peak? My favorite answer was Jason Day. He goes, I don't know. Just kind of shrugged at me. He goes, it's not like if I'm playing really well in my last event before the Masters that I try to play worse so that I can play better 2 weeks later. It doesn't really work that way. So Brooks Koepka has figured out a way to get his game to peak for major championships. I look at a week that we're going to have where it's going to be warm, then it's going to be wet, then it's going to be windy, then it's going to be cold. Mother Nature bringing in all different kinds of elements. He deals with those elements really, really well, just sort of shrugs them off. I like Koepka. If you'd asked me a few weeks ago, a lot of people did. Patrick Cantlay was atop my list. Recent form is not quite where I want it to be. That said, I've only lowered him to number two in my ranking. So I'm going Koepka and then Cantlay for my favorite two plays this week.
So why does form not matter for Koepka, but it does matter for Cantlay?
First of all, it does matter for Koepka a little bit. He's played well this year, reached the quarterfinals of the match play in his most recent start just a couple of weeks ago. But he's shown that he doesn't need any form at these things. So I like the fact that, all right, first of all, he doesn't need form. He can show up and essentially play his best golf, which I've spoken with him about over the years. He said, he's very contrarian when it comes to this stuff. You know, we'll say, man, you must be working at home. No, I don't work when I'm at home. You guys don't know this. And then we'll say, well, you don't work very much. You know, how do you get prepared for the major? He goes, I'm working so much at home. You guys don't understand. He's sort of a walking contrarian. And yet, that's okay. Look, whatever works for him, he builds up this chip on his shoulder, whether he thinks everyone's doubting him, whether he thinks people can't do it. He's not on the interview schedule this week here at Augusta National. And I'm sure he's going to post that interview schedule on his rental house refrigerator and keep referring back to it. The fact that he's being overlooked or overshadowed or something by the people that run this tournament. So look, he's got good form, but he doesn't necessarily need that good form. Patrick Cantlay is a guy where, again, I'd like to see some sort of form. He's been 33rd, missed cut, then didn't reach the weekend at the match play in his last three starts. That said, his last two wins have come on the heels of not great play either. Both the Memorial last year and the Zozo Championship the year before. And so, two of his last, I believe, four wins have come after he didn't have great form. And so, you can't least, I just like to see something a little more. He started the year with four straight top tens, three starts since then. Like I said, not great, but I still like, it's not like I'm moving him down to 30th on my list. I've just got him just below Koepka at number two.
Now, you talked a little bit about the weather. I'm just wondering, is there a way to handicap that with golfing? Like, I know in football, for me, I can find an edge when there's weather for certain teams. Are there certain players you look at where it's like, okay, if this guy has a good day one when it's nice out, he's really going to pull away when the weather gets better? Is that just impossible to really quantify in golf?
Yeah, there's no real stats, so it's hard when you don't necessarily have the analytics to back it up because, quite frankly, wind changes. So we don't have stats. I would love to see an advanced analytics, Simon, someday on Brooks Koepka hitting shots in 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then, yeah, you know, where does he rank? Approach shots from 150 to 175 in 10 to 15 miles an hour. I mean, that would be great to be able to look at that stuff. We don't necessarily have that. And so we're basically using the old eyeball test, and we can look at players. I'll give you Mark Leishman is a guy. Whenever it's really windy, he's a guy that I look at. He hits a low ball flight. And so when it's windy, he's not getting it swirling up there in the winds. He keeps it underneath it. And that's the kind of ball flight I like. Now, we're going to get the combination this week, it looks like, of what we had at the Players' Championship a month ago, which is it's going to rain a whole lot, and then it's going to get windy, and it's a weird combination. Usually when it's windy, it's dry, and so it gets firm, and the ball's going to blow all over the place. When it's wet and then it's windy, you almost lose that combination of, okay, well, hit it low, keep it under the wind. If you hit it low and it's wet, the ball doesn't roll out as much. Now I'm looking at the big hitters. Most of the big hitters are also high ball hitters, and they kind of cancel each other out. So it's a whole long roundabout answer of, yeah, I mean, you can look at these things a little bit. Essentially, you want guys who just aren't unnerved by the conditions. And that brings me back to a Brooks Koepka who's just going to go, yeah, whatever, man, let's go play golf. We'll see what happens. And he isn't going to be affected by it too much. But I might want to look at the Players' Championship last month as at least a decent barometer for who dealt with the conditions pretty well, who didn't mind it, who relished that challenge, and who was sort of scared off by a little bit. And just, you know, once it wasn't perfect out for them, didn't have their best stuff.
I love it. I love a good weather golf, especially like makes me think of the British Open. Every time they play over there, it seems like it's 20 degrees out, super windy on the coast next to the ocean. The ball's blowing all over the place in the rain. But I would love to hear what the Tiger factor is for this. Am I getting a bump in a number and a value because people are betting on Tiger right now, where, again, who knows what that's going to be like? I think it's just the fandom where he's getting the most of the bets, most of the money's coming on Tiger. Is there a Tiger factor in the Masters where it's like, you know what, that's not a dumb bet because he does have an edge on this course?
Yeah, I think so, Simon. I think that we can look at Tiger. I wrote him up in my preview. And again, all of this has to come with an asterisk. We're speaking right now, late Monday morning. He said he's a game time decision. He's here practicing at Augusta National. He's on the interview schedule for Tuesday. I can't imagine that he's going to go through with all this and then not play the event. And what we've heard from Tiger over the last handful of months is that he's not coming out to be a ceremonial golfer. So if indeed he does deem himself healthy enough to play, and I think he will play, then we should expect him to play pretty well. He's not just going to come out and knock it around for two rounds, get on the jet and be home for dinner Friday night. He's going to go out there trying to play well. And so what I'm looking at, and I'm not necessarily going to suggest that Tiger Woods can go from not hitting a single shot in individual competition for more than 16 months and all of a sudden show up at Augusta National and win the Masters again. Might be the greatest sports story of all time after he authored one of the greatest sports stories just 3 years ago. We thought back surgery, multiple back surgeries coming back from that was a lot. Coming back from a near fatal car accident, almost losing a right leg to win the Masters would be unbelievable. But I do think there's some value in Tiger, and I get it. This is going to sound strange because we never would have said this about Tiger back in the day. Hey, there's value on Tiger for a top 40. Yeah, no kidding. But Tiger Woods at minus 170, I believe, for a top 40 play this week and 21 career starts as a professional at this event. He's never finished outside the top 40. So I think that's a very low bar to start with. If you want some sort of Tiger Woods investment, you say, look, I'm a bettor, but I'm also a fan. I want to have a Tiger ticket. I want to be able to root for him. I want my money on Tiger somewhere. I think top 40 is a nice place to start. I've got him in my final rankings, which I'm still working on right now as we speak, but somewhere in the 20 to 25 range. I really do think it'll be and I consider that a huge success for Tiger. I think that's a major success week for him coming back from, like I said, not having played in 16 months and being able to return to competition and not just play without extreme pain, not just find his swing, but to be able to beat a lot of the world's best golfers right now, guys who are half his age, would be really, really impressive. All of that said, I don't know where there's value in bets for him further up the board, because if you look for a top 20, well, I'm saying right now, I think somewhere in the, you know, low to mid 20s is where I've got him in my ranking. So I don't think a top 20 play has value. Top 30, okay, sure, you can try that. I just think top 40 is probably the best value. The part of this is that his odds, quite frankly, are just so short across the board because he's the, as you guys know, the New York Yankees, he's the Dallas Cowboys, he's the Los Angeles Lakers. He's the popular play that everybody wants to have a ticket on just in case, and that's what keeps his number so low.
Well, look, I want to remind everybody, you're going to go much deeper on betting and DFS with Links and Locks, our podcast. That'll be out probably Tuesday night. Again, we're recording this Monday mid-morning. The Tiger thing, I do want to dig in on that just for one more second. Because, look, in the middle of this tournament, in the middle of this hype, like everyone is anxious for Tiger to come back. Everyone is rooting for him to come back from this leg injury. And the trajectory of him in public life, I feel like there is just so much warmth and love and sentimentality for Tiger because of the way he's managed his career later in life. What do you see from him personally that helps contribute to this change in sort of attitude towards him?
You know, I was with a bunch of colleagues last night, Chad, and we're actually talking about Phil Mickelson. I said, you know, I think society has changed a lot. And this is a bigger question, a bigger topic than just Tiger and just golf. But I think society has changed a lot over the last 20, 30, 40 years that we used to root for our heroes. We used to cheer for our heroes. I think there's this schadenfreudistic opinion now of people that, you know, hey, you're rich, you're famous, you've had a great life, and society almost wants to bring you down a little bit. You guys were talking about Coach K earlier and how many people dislike Coach K and they wanted him to lose in the final four before he retired. And, you know, I feel like a generation, two generations ago, people would root for the legends of whatever sport they were in to have more success. And so the fact that Tiger has gone from absolute hero, absolute legend to having a personal downfall to being very mortal in the eyes of a lot of people and having faults and not being infallible by any means to going back to, okay, well, now he's a legend again. And I don't know that you can find a person who isn't rooting for Tiger Woods. I mean, this is a person who's been very, very mortal over the years, you know, off of the golf course. And we've sort of lived through everything with Tiger a little bit. And what we find from him now is that he's more human. He's more personable. He's a father now. He takes that role, at least from an outsider's perspective, as seriously as any role that he's taken on the golf course. And so we look at him and we go, you know what? We see a little bit of ourselves in him. Hey, we've all grown a little older. We've all gone through a metamorphosis in our lives. We've all gone through changes. We've all done stuff that that we've regretted. We've done stuff that has been stupid. And then we kind of come back and say, boy, I'd like to see him have success. And so I guess the main point here is that we don't always these days in society root for those heroes, those legends to continue to have that type of success. The fact that Tiger is essentially, you know, if he's in contention, if he could somehow win this tournament or any tournament, again, would tug on the heartstrings of nearly everybody out there watching. It would be pretty remarkable if he did.
Yeah, there's just, it feels like there's a lot more humility with him. And he talks much more openly about the challenges of coming back. Specifically, I think seeing him break down a little bit has helped reframe people's opinions of him, to be honest. And then the flip side of that is you open the door on Mickelson. And I do want us to run down like top five, top 10, top 20 long shots. But you open the door on Mickelson. And obviously, he's a guy who has had nothing but goodwill his entire career. This is the first major, the first huge event in golf since his the way he handled the Saudi tour and the comments he made to Alan Shipnuck about sort of Saudi politics, their human rights abuses, and why he can dismiss all that. What is the reaction right now as all of you gather in Augusta to the film narrative?
Bewilderment, I think, is maybe the most characterizing way that I can put it. I'm not sure his fellow players understand. I spoke with a player recently who is friends with Phil, plays a lot of golf with Phil, had texted Phil, said, hey, how you doing? Everything okay? Phil essentially wrote back, yep, all good. And so I don't know that anyone knows what to think right now. I mean, you know, I was sitting at dinner last night with a lot of colleagues who have a lot of inside knowledge. We have no idea if he's suspended from the PGA Tour or not. We have no idea if he might play the PGA Championship and defend his title next month or not. We have no idea if Augusta National suggested that he not play this week or not. I don't know exactly what's going on with Phil right now. I have a feeling that whatever is out there is probably only the tip of the iceberg, and that there might be more coming out. And he's suggested as much when he wrote up his quote unquote apology, which didn't really quite apologize for anything. But, you know, quite frankly, I don't know what to think with Phil right now. I'd assume that at some point he comes back and we look at it, we go, all right, look, you sort of staged a coup against the PGA Tour. You sort of, you know, tried to bring all your fellow elite level players to a government-backed Saudi-based league that you know has done some heinous things, has a terrible human rights record. And so, you know, it's a lot of it's being done for money, even though Phil says, you know, look, we're trying to tell the PGA Tour, you know, how things can be done a little bit better, and we're trying to have our own rights and things like that. But I quite honestly, Chad, I have no idea what to think of where Phil is right now, what Phil's doing, what's he thinking? Is he planning a return, a comeback to professional golf soon? Is he out for the rest of the year? Is he out for the rest of forever? I mean, will he ever tee it up on the PGA Tour again? Will we see him in a Saudi League event in a couple of months? I don't know the answers to any of those questions. I don't think anyone does except for him, and maybe only him.
Chad, let's go into something a little softer here. Jason, what's your top five, top 10, top 20, like Chad was talking about, some good long shots?
Yeah, top five, I don't have a great long shot for you. Probably the biggest long shot I've got is Will Zalatoris. And I look at him very much in the same vein that I look at Jordan Spieth, who You know, we always hear the narrative that you need to have experience at Augusta National. This is a place where you've got to play the Masters 6, 7, 8 times before you really figure out this golf course and this tournament. Jordan Spieth figured it out pretty early. And I feel like Will Zalatoris, in his first start last year, runner-up to Hideki Matsuyama, he's sort of figured it out a little bit too. And doesn't mean that he's going to finish right up there every single year, but he's a tremendous ball striker. And I look at him, and I don't have a whole lot of long shots in that top five right now, so I'm not going to give you guys too far down the board, but I do think that Zalatoris is the guy that can back last year's runner-up finish with another title contention this year. As far as top 10, look, you guys who, and Simon, I don't want to speak to you, but Chad, I know, isn't paying tremendous attention to golf on a regular basis. I know he's a golf fan, but I know he's not a golf nut studying and researching every single week. And so those of us who do, we're almost at a disadvantage for this one, because we'll look at Tony Finau this year and go, well, his best finish is a share of 19th place. And that was 3 months ago at a shortened field. And the ball striking numbers are okay, but they're not great. And he really hasn't done much since that win in the FedEx Cup playoffs last year. And it's been a while now. And those who sort of helicopter in and only pay attention to the majors will look at a big number next to Tony Finau's name and go, if he's good, I like him, I'm going to pick him. And I think that works out this week. I think you forget everything that you've learned over the last 3 months. I think there's almost an advantage in having less knowledge about what's going on with his game. He's got 3 top 10s and 4 career starts at this event. And I do like him this week. I think he's the kind of guy that can turn his game on when he needs to. And it hasn't been terrible. It's not like he's playing terrible golf coming into this. Finished in the top 30 last week at the Valero Texas Open. Okay, that's not saying a whole lot, but at least it's not like he's missing cuts every week. And then for a top 20, if I was to tell you guys the best ball striker, the best iron player on the PGA Tour so far this season is not Colin Morikawa, it's not Justin Thomas, it's not Will Zalatoris, it's Russell Henley. And Russell Henley is a guy who's due for what a lot of people call the positive regression, sort of the oxymoronic term that always comes out in the analytics world, which is essentially, I look at him like a Major League Baseball pitcher who's 7-12 with a 2.70 ERA. And you say at some point, the numbers are there. He's pitching well. He's just not getting the help. He's not getting the luck. I mean, Henley's a guy who last year at the Wyndham Championship led for 3.5 rounds, wound up missing a putt to get into a playoff, and finished in T7. That's never happened before in the last 20 years. The fact that you could lose by one and not cash a top five ticket. Henley's had a whole lot of bad luck like that over the last couple of years. I think that he's due for some good luck. I've got him just for a top 20 this week, but top 10 wouldn't surprise me whatsoever.
For the record, you nailed it. I'm going back to it. I'm not digging into the golf stats week to week, because we have you and we have like Josh Perry and we've got an entire team of people that are doing it. All I have to do is read what you guys write, watch the Gimme, listen to Links and Locks, and I'm done. That's all I have to do. That's why we hired a great team, Jason Sobel.
Thank you. I appreciate you hiring me. I really do.
First round leader. Give me a first round leader.
Okay. So I will start my first round leader play by telling you that I like everything about Sam Burns this week. I like Sam Burns for second round leader, third round leader, and maybe even final round leader, which is also called the Masters champion. He is in a marketplace where it just seems like almost everybody's too short. Sam Burns' number is twice as much as it should be this week, at least from an outright perspective. He is 50-1, I saw this morning. He is the 11th ranked player in the world right now. He won in his last start at the Valspar Championship. The start before that at the Players, he was right there in contention, played in the final group or second to last group on that Monday afternoon before shooting a final round 76. But the kid is really, really talented, 25 years old. The only thing I can find in that why his odds are as long as they are is the fact that he hasn't played this event before in the past. So we all know no Masters rookie has won this event since Fuzzy Zeller back in 1979. It's been an awfully long time. Doesn't mean they can't do it, though. I mentioned Will Zalatoris earlier. I mentioned Jordan Spieth, who took to this event very quickly. I can see Sam Burns jumping out there, playing really well on Thursday and then playing well throughout the weekend. So I like him for outrights. I've bet him already for outrights. Really like him for first round leader, though, because he's a quick starter. Finished 16th on the PGA Tour last season in round one scoring average. He's 12th already this season. Plays well on Thursdays. Plays well usually on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays as well. So he's a guy that I like for full tournament, but especially first round leader bets.
Jason, what player are you avoiding? Like, are there a couple guys you're avoiding in this tournament?
You know, it's funny, Simon. I just saw a colleague a few minutes before we started talking, and he said, "Hey, you like this week?" And I gave him a couple names. I said, "How about you? Who do you like?" And he gave me a name that I had mentioned and said, "You know, there's really not many players in the top 30, top 40 that you'd look at this week and go, oh my God, I can't believe you're picking him. He's terrible." There are a lot of really good players, and you can make a case for most of them. Bryson DeChambeau, for me, is a very easy fade. I think he's an easy fade for most people, which is why his number has drifted so much. I believe he was 20-1 at this time last week, following another miscut at the Valero Texas Open. He's now as high as 40-1. And so I think some people might look at that and say, okay, I'm getting a little bargain now on Bryson. You know, I'm essentially getting half off on my Bryson ticket. Why don't I go out there and have a little investment on Bryson DeChambeau this week, where, look, maybe he'll bash it around and maybe no one expects him to play well. I just don't see it happening. I think he's more injured than he's letting on. I think that he's got all these other things. He just filmed a Dude Perfect video around Amen Corner, which just blows my mind for about 20 different reasons. But the fact that he's just not in any sort of form. He doesn't have 100% health right now. I'm staying away from Bryson, but there are very few players in that top 30, like I said, where if you brought up their name right now, I'd say, no, absolutely not. I can see it. I can see the pros. Maybe there's some cons, but I can see the pros on a whole lot of players.
All right, so is there one, before we let you go, is there one final long shot we should be thinking about?
There's a guy, and I talked about this being a ball strikers golf course. There's a guy who's third on the PGA Tour this season in strokes gained tee to green. Now, I don't know that Luke List can go win this golf tournament. I don't know that I want to bet him outright. He's got a big number next to his name right now. I he's about 130, 150 to one, but he won at Torrey Pines earlier this year. Like I say, he's a good ball striker. He's doing the proverbial sleeping in his own bed this week. So he's got a little narrative street there, and I think he can have a really good week. He hasn't played his best golf since that victory back in January, but if you're looking for a guy who's completely off the radar, and this might be less for outrights than maybe a couple of props, you see him in some matchup plays, you want to play a DFS lineup and need a guy who's a little cheaper down the board, and you look at Luke List, I think he can have a nice week this week.
Golf's first major is a tradition unlike any other, and right now, new customers can get 30-1 on Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, or Dustin Johnson to make the cut at Augusta. That's right. If any of these players make the cut, you win big. Personally, I'm looking at long shots like Abe Anser this week, who could definitely surprise a few people. There's no better time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Their app is easy to use with tons of betting options. And when you win, you'll get paid fast. So drive down Magnolia Lane and take a swing at betting the first major.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Of 2022. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get 30-1 odds on Spieth, McIlroy, or Dustin Johnson just to make the cut at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook, official betting operator, partner of the PGA Tour. You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-gambler.net in West Virginia.
There's a recipe for getting your car running just right. And whatever you're cooking up in the garage, you'll find what you need at ebaymotors.com. They have over 122 million car parts and accessories in stock, all at the right prices. And that can help you turn your ride into something really tasty. The parts you need are just a click away at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. I'm always upgrading my car. Not because I need to, because I want to. Today, it's custom rims for my ride. Tomorrow, it might be a new driver's side seat cushion. And ebaymotors.com always has what I need. They've got over 122 million car parts, all at the right price. That's perfect for me, because I'm a car guy.
Are you still in the garage? It's 2 in the morning.
Almost done. Okay, I'm a car fanatic. eBay Motors. Let's ride. So you're in the garage working on your car. And you need the valves you bought last week. You look in the cabinets and on the shelves. But the parts are never in the right place. eBay Motors has the car parts you need. Over 122 million of them, all in one place. And all at the right prices. Find parts for everything from your classic coupe to your brand new truck at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
What I really want to know is, so like I said, it's Monday afternoon. And you've mentioned a couple times, you know, having chit-chats with your friends in the golf media world.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night,
Mm-hmm.
You guys just all like go to some dinner in some restaurant that every year you go to the same place in Augusta, get to gossip about stuff in golf. Like, who do you go out with? Where do you go? What do you do? Tell me. I need some juice.
So as you know, Chad, I'm also doing Masters Radio this week, which is going to be on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio's usual channel, as I always do, hosting my Hitting the Green show on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then starting on Thursday, I'll be doing reports during our pregame show. I'll be doing player interviews, post-round interviews during the live broadcast coverage. We've got Mike Tirico hosting the play-by-play, and Curtis Strange is our analyst in the booth. And then I will be hosting the post-game show on Masters Radio with our buddy Drew Stoltz, the Sleaze. And so in any case, I'm hanging out with that whole crew all week. We have a few houses. All the houses are nearby. We'll hang out at somebody's house each night and maybe have some dinner. I believe we've got catering this year, which we haven't had in the past, so we don't have to go find a busy restaurant. We went out to a Buffalo Wild Wings last night. It took an hour to get a seat, and that was only a Sunday night in Augusta. So you can just imagine how busy it is trying to get out somewhere else on any other night past that. So I believe we'll have catering this year. I can tell you, I've come a long way from, I believe the first Masters I covered, I stayed in a Comfort Inn that was 3.5 miles down the road, and I walked to and from the golf course every night and grabbed a couple of green wrapper sandwiches on my way out the door and like ate sandwiches in this dirty hotel room. And I'm now staying in nice houses with friends and colleagues and eating catered food. So that to me is a Masters victory, Chad.
You know what? I didn't even know we were going to get that story. Outstanding. That's a Jason Sobel victory right there. Jason Sobel, in addition to all your duties for Action Network and Sirius, don't forget, check out the Links and Locks podcast. Check out the Gimme. Thanks for joining us, buddy. This was very enlightening for someone who's only going to dip into golf, as you casually blame me of doing. This is exactly why I do it, because I get everything I need.
So you're welcome. Have fun helicoptering in. Those of us who do this on a weekly basis, we invite you to come join us every single week. But enjoy this week. This is the best week of the year. It really is.
Well, that's kind of how I live my life. Dip in when I feel like I want to and then go about my merry way. For my BFF, Simon Hunter, for our brilliant producer, Matt Mitchell, for Jason Sobel, I am Chad Millman from the Action Network. Download the favorites from Apple Podcasts, from Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, give us 5 stars, say whatever you want. Feedback is a gift. Until next time, love you.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.